Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A House bill would diminish the power of the governor of Minnesota during a peacetime emergency and give it to the legislature. The Never Again Act includes a requirement that a two-thirds majority of both the House and Senate are needed to declare an emergency. It could be extended up to 30 days. The bill's author, Representative Drew Roach, references the COVID-19 pandemic when Governor Walz ordered businesses closed, noting this law would require the legislator's voice before action is taken. The bill would not limit the governor's authority over the military. Democrats are criticizing the budget resolution passed by Republicans in the U.S. House that includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar called it a blueprint for American decline.
Let's be clear. They want to exploit your labor, your tax dollars, and gut your earned benefits, all to bankroll tax cuts for their wealthy friends and donors. They want to increase your health care costs as well.
Republican Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach says the resolution sets the framework to deliver on one bill to extend the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and secure the border. The Minnesota Department of Health is encouraging people to focus on their heart health. Spokesperson James Peacock says 40% of Minnesota adults have a high or good heart health score, but most must make improvements like following a healthy diet.
That would mean a diet that's low in sodium, high in whole grains and fruits and vegetables, good proteins, low fat.
Peacock also recommends staying fit, getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep on a consistent schedule, and not smoking or vaping. A Minnesota Senate bill would improve workplace safety standards for workers using scuba gear in Minnesota lakes. Lori Anderson's son Joe died last spring when clearing weeds in Lac La Vang Lake.
Obviously, this is nothing that's going to bring Joe back, but I do feel a responsibility as a mom to make sure this doesn't happen to another boy. And he was a boy. They're called young men, and yes, he was 18, but he was my boy.
The bill was approved in committee Tuesday and now gets referred to the Senate Committee on Environment, Climate, and Legacy. This is MNN. The DNR is implementing some new angling limits for several species. Fisheries Rules and Regulations Coordinator Bethany Bethke says the new limit's going to affect March 1st.
Big one to be aware of right now, especially as people are still wanting to ice fish, is that burbot has gone from having no limit to having a limit of 4. That's just to put in some protections for this unique fishery that we have in Minnesota.
More info can be found on the DNR's website. Mayo Clinic has been ranked world's best hospital for the 7th year in a row. Newsweek and Statista release annual rankings based on patient-reported outcome measures, including online surveys, patient satisfaction, and hospital quality metrics. Mayo Clinic CEO Dr. Gianrico Ferrugia says the recognition is dedicated to staff who consistently deliver unparalleled, compassionate care to patients. And Minnesota is among the states warned by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi to get on board with President Trump's transgender athlete ban or prepare to be sued. The Minnesota State High School League says it will follow Minnesota's laws, not Trump's.